When I think about organizational design, I may take a look at the organizational chart just to understand the structure, but I really start by trying to understand the business. Where is the company trying to go? What's working? What's not working? Where are people feeling frustrated? And what opportunities are we missing? I only can learn this by listening to others. I spend a lot of time listening before I ever recommend a solution. I want to hear from the CEO, the leadership team, managers, and the employees doing the work every day and that are most affected by these changes, because each of them experiences the business differently. I'm looking for patterns. Where are the decisions getting stuck? Where are people spending time on work that does not add value? Where is accountability unclear? Are people doing work they really shouldn't be doing or overlapping the same work that's being done by another person? Then I really want to understand the numbers, productivity, what is the labor costs, what revenue opportunities exist so that we're really tying it to the bigger picture of the organization, and what capacity do we have, and realistically, what is financially viable? Once I understand both the people side and the business side, I really start to think about designing solutions. Sometimes that means redefining roles. Sometimes it means changing relationships. And sometimes that means introducing new roles. Sometimes it's removing work from one role so they can focus on higher value activities that are really going to translate into end results. One example I have is in a past role, I redesigned the industrial sales team. They simply needed, initially thinking, another salesperson, but what they really needed was support to take away some of the administrative tasks from their daily duties, allowing them to focus and scale and grow their department. After spending a lot of time with the CEO, the VP of finance, it became clear what that problem was to solve. I immediately added another person. I created a support specialist role, which allowed the team to spend more time building customer relationships and generating revenue. At the same time, I redefined responsibilities so everyone understood who owned what. I also worked through the financial impact. What would it cost? When would the business know it was time to add another salesperson? What metrics should we be watching to understand the effectiveness of this redesign? Redesigns don't just happen and then you walk away. They need to be monitored. We need to understand that they're effective and that they're lasting, they're scalable, and that they're going to create profitable growth for the company. It's not about boxes on a chart. It's about designing an organization that helps people succeed while helping the business achieve its goals. Every recommendation has to work for the people doing the work, the leaders leading the teams, and the business funding the investment.